Now, look what it says in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 23. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. Now, I don't want to rehash my sermon from a couple weeks ago or a month ago on shut your mouth. That's the title of the sermon, okay? You know, but this is kind of has to do with it, right? It's being able to speak in due season. What is that talking about? The right timing. Amen. Sometimes there's a right time to say something, even if it's the right thing, and sometimes it's not the right time to say something, even though it's the right thing to say.
Right.
You understand? And sometimes timing, not sometimes, all the time, is everything. Okay. Now, why is timing everything when giving a word of wisdom? Well, because of the fact that sometimes the recipient of the wisdom you're expelling is not ready to hear that yet. Right. And we want that person to get that word of wisdom, to benefit from that, to act upon it, and to fix whatever problem they have. But if they're not ready to get that word of wisdom, then it's kind of worthless. Yep. So the wisdom that you have has to be attached to the right timing as well. Understand? When's the right time to talk to this person? Well, it's probably not the moment when you're really mad. Right? It's probably not the time when you're furious, you're angry, you're upset, you're frustrated, you haven't gotten any sleep, you're moody, you know, you just had a bad day. You know, you should have the discernment to say, well, now's not the right time to say whatever it is that I need to say. You understand? Have the word of wisdom. You say, well, how do I know the difference? Well, walk in the Spirit. Think upon wisdom, gain wisdom, ask God for wisdom, and he'll place you in the right place at the right time to give that word of wisdom to another individual so they can profit with all. You understand? Because each and every one of us, to a certain extent, has wisdom. We've learned things. Okay, we've learned things. We're not stupid. We're not foolish. We have wisdom because we've experienced life or we've gained wisdom from the word of God. The element that sometimes is lacking in a person's life is the timing of when to give that wisdom to another individual. Chapter 16 and verse 23 says this, the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. Okay? So take your mouth to school. Have it sit down. Teach it when to say something, how to say it. Okay? Proverbs 25 verse 11 says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. Now, I, as a pastor, I have to make sure that I constantly work on this because I have constantly people asking me for advice. And if I'm a fleshly pastor, if I'm not making sure that, you know, I'm asking God for wisdom and praying for wisdom and gaining wisdom from God's word and learning from other people's experiences and even my own failures, you know, I'm going to give bad advice. Okay? And so, and here's the thing, there's nothing wrong with you saying, well, let me think about this and consult with someone else before I give you that answer. In fact, that's wise, right? So if someone comes to you and says, I need advice about something and I don't want you to divulge this to anybody else because I'm embarrassed. You can say, well, I can't give you an answer now because I don't really know anything about that yet. But what I can do is consult with someone else and I'll do it in confidentiality and I'll bring you an answer. That's wise. Okay, you know, wisdom doesn't necessarily have to originate with you. You can get it from someone else as well. Okay, and so this is the gift of wisdom. It's when someone is able to give you a word, a phrase, a piece of advice that has wisdom behind it and prudence, and it helps you to make an important decision. Okay.